USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More new sanctions against China being readied by the Trump administration. Sanctions that would hit $16 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president announcing it as part of a meeting he had yesterday with business leaders, saying they would take effect on August 23rd. At that meeting, he also touted the U.S. economy.
President Trump, hosting business leaders at his New Jersey resort, says he thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Through tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world, we're taking our economy to incredible new heights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Results in a closely watched special U.S. House election in Ohio remain much too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The State Department urges patience when it comes to ongoing efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that we have all known would take some time. The world is united in seeing this achieved, so it will certainly take some time.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert speaks amid reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon return to Pyongyang for another meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. More than $300,000 in reward money now being offered to help solve the disappearance of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old missing now 3 weeks today. Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa saying about 180 donors have contributed to the growing reward fund. That is, investigators are following up on over 650 tips they've received in the woman's disappearance while jogging on the 18th of July. Her boyfriend has reportedly refused to take a polygraph test. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump says he's monitoring the monster wildfires in California closely, speaking through a statement issued in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's still on working vacation. The president said he's grateful to the firefighters battling the blazes. He also sends his thoughts and prayers to those affected. Trump noting he's planning to have meetings about the wildfires, noting that there are things that could be done to mitigate the situation in the future. The largest of those wildfires, the Mendocino Complex fire, has now burned nearly 300,000 acres. It's the largest wildfire in California's history. Lyme disease is now found in all 50 states. A study by Quest Diagnostics showing a steady rise in the number of positive tests for that tick-borne illness over the past 7 years. The biggest increases outside the northeastern U.S. were found in the states of California and Florida. Drinking alcohol directly affects eating habits, according to researchers at the University of Buffalo. The results of a survey find that people are more likely to eat salty snacks before bed after a night of drinking. Researchers say they believe that drinking causes blood glucose levels to rise and fall, causing feelings of hunger. And if you really love your cat, you can celebrate that bond today. It's International Cat Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.